The Lady Vols are about to enter a really tough stretch where they have 3 games in 4 days, and it starts with a road match tonight against Memphis. So what is Coach Kim Caldwell saying about watching Netflix, and how can the Lady Vols take a page out of Jermaine Mayshak's book? I'm Paige Dower. This is The Field Pass on Full Disclosure. Following a record-setting performance against North Carolina Central, where Samara Spencer set a new program record in 9 made threes, and the Lady Vols set a new NCAA record with 30 made threes in men's or women's basketball for the first time ever, it's now back to reality. So much so that when the Lady Vols returned to practice, Coach Kim Caldwell said she went up to Samara Spencer and was like, "Do you have a big head, or will you be good to go?"
I went up to her and I said, "Do you have a big head, or do I need to be on you all day today in practice?" And she just kind of laughed, and she actually had a great practice yesterday.
So clearly Coach Kim Caldwell has no time for funny business, but I also think it highlights that she's not giving these wins more weight than it deserves. I also think it highlights that she understands what's right around the corner in SEC play at the turn of the new year. Currently, 6 other SEC schools are in the top 25 AP poll. She understands what's coming down the pike, but I also think it shows that she doesn't need to be a cheerleader for this team. I mean, the team has said it a couple of times already this season that Coach Kim Caldwell will always be a great supporter of theirs, but she doesn't need to blindly be their cheerleader, also because she knows the internet will take care of that part.
They can watch the good on the internet, right? Their highlights are all over the place. Everyone else is telling them they're great. It's my job to make sure that they're back down to earth.
As the Lady Vols get set to embark on this mini road trip, Coach Kim Caldwell is hoping to learn a couple of things about her team. For starters, that they can continue to win away from the stadium. The other thing that will be tested in this mini road trip is the leadership, commitment, and discipline the Lady Vols have to the goals they've laid out for this season. As Coach Kim Caldwell has reiterated a number of times, they're in winter break, so how are they going to utilize their time in between games? How will they maximize their time on the trip? And for starters, she says she's hoping that the limited downtime that they do have, it's not wasted by watching Netflix.
They don't have school, so it's not that they have homework, so they should really be paying attention to either improving the last game or making sure they're prepared for the next game, how in-depth they pay attention to their scouts. Do they have their scouts? Do they know their personnel? All of those things. As opposed to just hanging out and not doing anything and watching Netflix.
The concept of studying film on your own away from the team actually reminded me of a story about Jermaine Mayshak. A couple of weeks ago, I asked Tennessee's assistant coach Rod Clark what makes Jermaine Mayshak such an elite defender, and he actually pulled out a story from earlier this season when they were in a tournament in Baja Mar, and he described that he was on his way to the elevator when he saw Jermaine Mayshak laying on the bench in the elevator lobby on his phone.
This is, you know, few hours before the game, it's right before we go down to leave, and he's laying on that bench, stomach down, watching his phone. I'm like, "Man, what you doing, watching YouTube?" He's like, "Oh yeah, I'm just watching Jeremy Roach highlights." So the dude, he's about to go guard in 2 hours, he's watching highlights of him on his own. This is completely like, no one asked him to do this, but that's how much time and effort he puts into the game and how much pride he takes into being the best defender in the country, because I don't care at the end of the year how many guys are up for National Defensive Player of the Year, I know none of them do or that. I know they're not.
So no surprise that by the end of the Baja Mar Championship, he was named the championship MVP and an all-tournament player. I also think I might do a feature on him coming up as well. All of this to say that there is so much that we can learn about this Lady Vols team. Also, what they also want to work on is limiting turnovers, half-court defense. There is a number of aspects that this team can learn about themselves and improve their skill set, regardless of the caliber of opponent that they're getting ready to face. I might be back Thursday for a post-game report on their game tonight, if that's something we're interested in. If not, I will be back on Friday for part 2 of our conversation with Jimmy Himes and myself as we talk all things Tennessee football, getting ready for their first round playoff date with Ohio State. We already have part 1 up on the homepage, so certainly give that a listen. It was a great discussion on what Nico Iamaliava needs to do if they want the breaks to go their way in this game. But until then, I will talk to you guys later this week. Make sure to subscribe, and I'll talk to you then.